Good morning, I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of regional news stories. After 4 years of sparring with Donald Trump when he was president, California is ready for a more productive, friendlier chapter with the new president, Joe Biden. KLW's Ben Trefney reports.
Governor Gavin Newsom outlined his areas of agreement and places where he hopes to collaborate with the new administration in a letter to Biden. Among his requests are federal support for California's efforts to house homeless people in hotel and motel rooms, and a restoration of money for the state's troubled high-speed rail project, which Trump revoked. The letter strikes a notably friendlier tone than Newsom often took with Trump, particularly during the first year of his governorship in 2019, when the two sparred over wildlife management, immigration, and climate change. California is the nation's most populous state, and it was often an easy punching bag for Trump. His administration tried to revoke California's authority to set its own auto emission standards, and it took away $1 billion for the high-speed rail project, as well as adopting a slew of policies detrimental to the state's millions of immigrants. Newsom's tone was more muted last year as he sought not to anger and even occasionally praised Trump amid a scramble for federal help to contain the coronavirus. The federal government fulfilled many of his requests for assistance, but a Democrat in the White House will automatically improve the relationship. California will have extra clout with Kamala Harris as vice president and potentially Javier Becerra, the state's current attorney general, as head of the Federal Health and Human Services Agency. Newsom's letter outlines his support for initiatives Biden has already announced, including more federal resources for vaccinating people and reopening schools. Newsom also supports a proposed $1,400 relief payment for people. California is using state money to provide a one-time check of $600 to low-income individuals. For KLW News, I'm Ben Trefney.
California's capital saw some Inauguration Day protests, but not the confrontational ones law enforcement had prepared for. Cap Radio's Scott Rodd has more.
Groups of protesters dressed in all black gathered in separate parks near the Capitol, many wearing protective helmets and others carrying shields. They marched through downtown calling for police reform and the abolition of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. The two groups eventually joined in front of the barricaded Capitol. The protests remained nonviolent with only a few verbal confrontations. Cap Radio observed only a handful of Trump supporters near the Capitol, and no Proud Boys or members of other far-right groups. Sacramento police maintained a heavy presence downtown throughout the week, and Governor Gavin Newsom activated 1,000 National Guard troops to help keep the peace. In Sacramento, I'm Scott Rodd.
On his first day as president, Joe Biden is reversing some key environmental policies that affect California. Cap Radio's Nick Miller has more.
The new president is implementing an executive order that would reverse Trump administration policies that prevented California from easily pursuing a cap on vehicle emissions, which are a major cause of greenhouse gases. California had tried to set its own standards for mileage and fuel efficiency, something that the Trump administration opposed. The Biden administration is expected to drop that opposition. The state wants all vehicles sold by 2035 to be electric, an ambitious goal compared to the rest of the country. In Sacramento, I'm Nick Miller.